Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Attention cattlemen seeking profit-driven genetics that help your bottom line. This is Travis Wolf from Bred for Balance, Starbuck, Minnesota. You are invited to our annual sale February 13th, 1 p.m. at the ranch. Selling 130 Simmental and Sim Angus bulls and 65 females. There's a 3-year breeding soundness warranty on the bulls. To view or request a catalog, visit bredforbalance.com and bid online at DV Auctions. Hope to see you February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota.
6 Mile Angus.
Nevada and Chris Ann Miller with 6 Mile Angus invite you to their annual Angus Bull Sale Friday, February 6th at the Branded Bar and Grill in Flasher, North Dakota. All sale information available at RanchChannel.com. The secret is out. 6 Mile Angus. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us, Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
It has been unseasonably warm for, I'm going to say, just about everybody. I mean, it has been a wonderful January. The temperatures are well above normal, at least for us anyway.
Please do not jinx us, okay? Do not even go there and jinx us.
I probably shouldn't even brought it up. But here's what I'm saying is it's very dangerous, though, because number one, I suffer from spring fever. I do every single year, and it's really dangerous that I'm already getting spring fever now in the middle of January. We aren't even into, you know, Super Bowl yet, and I'm having spring fever.
You know, I know how we're going to cure this spring fever you got, Tigger. I mean,
the
for those of you,
the tree doesn't come down. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I mean, that's just an absolute. The tree's not coming down until Beck says it comes down, and you lose every year on that, by the way. We keep our tree up until all the chances for snow are gone.
But that could be well into planting season.
Again.
I'm talking April, because I remember the last weekend in April, there's always snow, because I remember that was always one of the first rodeos that I would enter back when I was rodeoing, and we were always riding in a blizzard.
Well, that's why my grandpa always said you don't plant until after Good Friday. Like, you plant your potatoes on Good Friday, okay?
I don't even know when Good Friday is this year.
I don't either.
So the moral of the story is I've got spring fever, and apparently the tree is staying up.